neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Kohen Gadol Me'ehab. Kohen Gadol, that is compared to his brothers, Me'ehab. So Gemara questions, what does it mean? HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav. Gemara learns that Kohen Gadol must have special qualification. And that is, when he says Gadol, that means greater. That means he has to be very strong, has to be very handsome, he must be wealthy, and he should have special chokhmah. So the code here, when he says Kohen Gadol Me'ehav, that means he has to have koach, noi, that means he has to be very attractive, and he has to have a lot of money and wisdom. Why? It's not that he should be attractive so he will attract attention. Gemara says the reason is that there's a requirement for Shekhinah to rest on someone. He must have strength, he has to have chokhmah, and he has to have money. So one thing, so when the Kohen Gadol was selected, so let's say he was short, what are we going to do? And they say he doesn't have money, so what are we going to do? But here he says, no, he has to be very handsome and tall, because people, they don't listen to the short people. And he has to have chokhmah. So now here, once remedy was that the Shemen Mashuach, when he was anointed with the special oil, then automatically he would become tall. So that would be, you know, he didn't need to do a special exercise. So that would automatically would take place, and also he would become very, very handsome. So Osher, how the Osher, the money. So the other Kohanim, they had to give him money. So he will have a lot of money. So now, here the question is, why? Why he needs special qualification? So Gemara explains, at the time that he had to do a special service after Yom Kippurim, by bringing the Korbanot, he would cause the Shekhinah to rest on Am Yisrael. So now, to do that, you have to be the special vessel to bring the Shekhinah down. So now, this special qualification is required to bring the Shekhinah down. But why? Why? What's the reason? We thought that to bring the Shekhinah down, what the qualification you need? Hazal Baruch, beautiful, very nice. You have to be anav, but all it needs is against being a ham, it's opposite. People that they have strength, they are lift weighters, they have a lot of gava. People that they have chokhmah, ooh, Hashem Yarachem. People that are attractive, Hashem Yazor. But here is all opposite of being anav.
Not really. Even though he has those qualifications, he still is anav.
How could it be such a thing?
To bring that upon himself.
He has to have all those qualities, but still has to be humble. So overcoming all these qualities to be humble.
Ah, very nice, very nice. So what's the story? Very beautiful. Very story about a king that his advisor said, you know, the king has to be able to be humble to his people. So what did he do? So he said, yeah, you're right. So he wore torn clothing and dampai. He took his shoes off and walked behind his chariot. So when the advisor was informed, he called the melech. He said, what are you doing? He said, you told me that the king has to be humble. He said, no, tomorrow you're going to say, you know, What a humble king I am. And then you have more gava. To show that you're humble, you have to sit in your chariot with the clothing of the king and act as a humble. But when you go out and pretend you're a humble, you have more gava. So here, the beautiful message here is, Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us to not have chokhmah and be humble is not a big deal. To not have hamani and not have ge'ava is not a big deal. To be weak and be humble is nothing to it. The whole task here is to be strong, to be good looking, to have money, to have chokhmah and be humble. So that's why the whole message of the Kohen Gadol Me'echav, he's over all the other people of the Am Yisrael, but still he's forutan, he's very down to earth, he's humble. So that's how he can bring the Shekhinah down. So and the message here is, no, I don't know, I can't. No, you have to do whatever that Hashem gave you the potential, the quality that he expects from you to do, but don't brag. And that's how you can bring the Shekhinah down at your home, at your place, at your city, and the Kol Am Yisrael. Hashem Yizakenu, to be able to do the Ratzon of Ribbono Shel Olam and bring the Shekhinah down.
Amen.
And he says, Hamachasi Shekhinato,
Letzion,
the Karov, Bezat Hashem, and Yeshuot, the Kol Am Yisrael, Amen Kei Ratzon. Yom.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.